You're listening to the Love Yegg Show. If our city could talk, these are the stories it would tell about the people, places, and passion in Edmonton. We interview difference makers in our community. Please welcome your hosts, Sherry Beauchamp and Jesse McCracken.
Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Love Yegg. And this one is super exciting. I'm here with my co-host, Jesse McCracken.
Hello, hello.
This one is super exciting because this is our first actual member from Legacy Yegg.
Awesome. Hello, Diana Lee.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. We want to, obviously, this is sort of a spinoff of the other stuff that we're doing with Legacy Yegg. And so we wanted to kind of bring you on and get your perspective. I think the whole thing about this podcast is just getting specific perspectives and opening up people to maybe different ways of thinking or doing, or just telling the stories of what's going on really in the city. So,
and seeing how other people live. And I think that's probably just, you know, these last couple ones that we've done is just getting a whole different side of the story. We're sometimes in these charities, but these are the people that are like really working in them and helping the people in our city. So, yeah, this is pretty exciting.
Yeah, no, I definitely love this. I think it's really important to talk about it and to really find out both sides. And yeah, I'm really happy to be here. Thank you.
Bring some awareness.
Yeah.
So like we said, you're a member. I think my first memory of you was we're standing side by side at the Hope Mission Easter dinner and they start playing the music and everyone starts flooding in. It was my first experience there. And I was like moved. I was like, this is kind of crazy. For other personal reasons too, I was thinking maybe one of my cousins might walk through the door, whatever. I had a bunch of stuff going on, but you were like right there beside me. And I was like, this lady gets it. Mm-hmm. Like she is like feeling the feels and like you were there like doing what we needed to do and and really supporting the people there. So I think that was probably my first memory of us doing something as Legacy Yegg. So,
and it was a good moment for sure.
Yeah.
To speak to that real quick, just on that, like I, when you actually just take me back to that moment, I do remember every minute and every emotion when you see them walk through the doors and, you know, it's like quick feelings, whether it be, God, like these guys are out there and we're serving them. And, you know, like, first of all, being thankful that we even have, you know, Hope Mission to offer that service. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you do quick reflection on your own life and saying, you know, I am really grateful for who I am. However, you know, you have no idea what other people are going through and suffering with or whatever their story is. And you sit there and yeah, you're just greeting them and trying to make it comfortable and welcoming. And yeah, it's a good feeling to be part of it, but definitely opens your eyes to a lot of it. And to stand beside you, like it just reinforces, I guess, knowing that other people are thinking the same thing as you, right? Mm-hmm. Trying to give back. So that's really good. That's a great, great memory for sure.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, that's what we are striving to do really with this whole thing is just, I think that's how we've all come together really is like, looking for ways to give back and looking for ways to help, but you just don't know how or don't know where. And so it's kind of like, okay, together we can do a little bit here and there. And it makes such a great, huge impact, you know? Yeah. And I think that's one of the really cool things about leveraging what we're doing. And I mean, there's lots of other stuff going on as well. So we obviously know you personally, but for people that are listening that don't know Diana, so tell them about who you are and what you do and...
Yeah, well, I am, my name is Diana Lee. I am a mortgage broker in the city.
Yeah.
I own a company called The Mortgage Minds. You know, I opened it about a couple of years ago, actually, but I've been in the industry for well over 10 years. So I think actually started at TD probably back in 2003. So, you know, I'm getting past the 15-year mark there. So, yeah, I am born and raised here in the city and, you know, what I do just day to day is I talk to people all day about their finances. I try to be a part of their journey to home ownership. I get to know people. And that's just me. And I have a team of 10 as well. And love just doing what I do every day.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And you're like obviously super heart-centered entrepreneur in everything that you're doing. So what attracted you to Legacy Egg, or what made you want to become a member, or, you know, get involved in doing all these volunteer things that you do all the time?
You know, I think back like a little bit, you know, maybe in like my adolescent years, you know, and you're always kind of noticing things and trying to give back or volunteering, you know, whether it was forced upon back then, like through a church community or something, just, you know, when I was younger, I used to go to church. And so it probably was in me where I always wanted to, and I liked that feeling of some sort. But as an adult, you get busy and you don't realize that like there's this inner need, I guess, to give back and to have this fulfilled feeling inside. And so Legacy Egg, when Sherry and Jesse opened it up, or you guys had discussions about coming together, I jumped on right away, because you don't realize that it takes a big community to come together and to really give back. Like, I think as an individual, I've always wanted to, but it sure is easier and way more beneficial. And you can see this larger scale of it. And it just is something that I had no questions about it. Like, I wanted to be a part of it in any way, shape, or form. So that's your guys' passion also came through, and how you guys looked at our city and our community and really saw a need. And with Legacy Egg, you know, introducing the children and being a part of that group really, really, really was like, yes, that is exactly what I want to be a part of. So yeah, it spoke to me.
That's cool. Brendan will appreciate that very much. Shout out to Junior Legacy Egg.
Yeah. Exactly.
So what are some of the experiences you've had so far as a member?
You know, right from inception to the growth of it, bet, to the 1 year, like just to see the momentum growing, a recent event on the riverboat, that was really actually eye-opening. I got to say, that day I was like really proud to be a part of it. Not that, you know, any other event wasn't as successful, but there's so many kids. It was a beautiful day. The energy was really good.
That's that youthful energy, right?
Totally.
They're the ones that just bring that to life. And you're like, we're trying to create these like future, you know, people that are giving back as well. And I agree, that day was like pretty special.
It was really special.
Yeah.
And like, you don't even realize it, but we're like being role models for them, right? So your energy passes on to them. And I could just feel like everyone was just like, okay, we're here to do good. And yeah, Brendan really was an integral part of that, because you could see how like involved he was and how passionate he was. So that day I was like, like to watch this evolve and to see more and more people come and to spread the word and to talk about it. And then the reality is, when you do listen to the charities, or like, you know, listening to their cause and their organization, again, it just stops you, and you're just, you sit back and you're like, wow, like these guys are putting their lives out there for strangers, other people. They put all their time and effort in, and it really, really is impactful to hear. And it really is like a constant reminder that, wait a second, like we could do more, you know?
I find that so many of these charities are doing so much with so little, you know? And to me, that's like the most impressive part, like the Drive Happiness, you know? She's like, we have funding until January and then we're out. Like that to me was like, what? Then what's going to happen? You know, you just think about like they're doing so much with just like they're counting every dollar that they have, and it's really making a big impact. And that to me is like pretty amazing.
Yeah. They're being resourceful, you know? They know they got to get out there and spread the word. Because truly, if you don't, then you, like, yeah, funding.
Right. Well, that's one thing too, is like, I think for me specifically, Legacy Egg has opened me up to so many more charities than I even knew that were out there, you know, and so many more opportunities to give back. And there's so many that I'm like, I want to do so much more, but it's like, you know, you're like, where do you go and where can you make the most impact? And then speaking to some of these other people on the podcast, I'm like, oh my gosh, now we need to go there. Like, it's just like you want to be everywhere. So it's like, I think what this is about is gaining awareness so that there's more people doing just a little bit,
totally,
you know, because the more people that are doing just a little bit is the bigger impact it's going to make, because we ourselves can only do so much. And so it's just getting everybody else on board to take part and just do those little things so that all of these charities are being supported.
And I think that you don't even realize it, but like it creates this kind of subconscious layer in you that, because we're hearing of all of these charities and these people going out of the way and giving back, and that's their life, is like you really have a different outlook. Like when I see someone and maybe they're having a bad day. Like my first thought is to say, geez, I don't know what the heck they're going through. Right. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I've kind of always been like that, but I got to say in the last 2 years, for sure, that's how I take and I have an outlook on people who might just look like they're having a rough day or something, but you just don't know their story. Mm-hmm. So Legacy Egg 100% has definitely made my perception and my perspective very different these days, but in a good way, mm-hmm. just to mm-hmm. be more kind to people.
Yeah, right? Just more open.
Open for sure.
Yeah. Well, and just I would say even the food bank, you know, how many people are using the food bank and how many more people I'm sure over the next like year are going to be using the food bank.
Totally.
Like that to me, I had no idea how many people the food bank was feeding.
Can I say something about that real quick?
Yeah.
So you guys volunteer at the food bank. I missed that one day. I went grocery shopping with you one day for something and you bought 2 bags of food bank items and you put in the basket.
Yep.
I've never bought one of those $5 or $10 hampers. And since I saw you do that, I've bought those 5 times now.
Well, every time
and
I go.
It's like a habit now. I'm like.
For me too.
That's awesome.
Every time I grocery shop.
Never done that once.
Yeah. And it's, I didn't do that until I worked at the food bank either, you know, and the food bank, I was like, okay, well, so every single time I go grocery shopping, I buy one or two of those and put them in. And it's just because now I've been in it and I see how desperate the situation is. And those are just the basic items, you know, but it's again, that was just that one little, I guess we've done a couple volunteer shifts there that made like open my eyes. So it's just those little things and it's getting more people aware of those little things.
I think like also when people want to give back, you don't know where the money goes or you don't know exactly where it trickles to, right? So you go into the food bank and you look in the bin when you're sorting food and there are the packages that you just bought at the grocery store and you're dividing those into the, you know, where they go, et cetera. So you know that it's going directly where it says it's going, right?
That's a
huge thing, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and even Basically Babies was another one that I was like very emotional. I don't have kids, but I was just thinking about these mothers being alone and getting this big gift on the day that they give birth to their child that they weren't expecting. And that one to me, because I can't, again, I can't imagine what they're going through with all the hormones and, you know, feeling alone and then somebody just coming with this big gift for them. And to me, that one was like really, really emotional as well, just because, I mean, everybody just needs to and deserves to feel loved and cared for at all these different stages of their lives. Mm-hmm. That one was like I said, I was crying the whole time. I'm crying now thinking about it. I mean, and they've all been really impactful. I mean, you think about even the flight, Angel Flight.
Yep.
That one is like very, you know, they all have been like super, super special.
Mm-hmm. The one thing I want to say about Basically Babies, this is for me, the reason why we're doing all of this is like, so somebody in all of the charities that come to speak to us, they're all actually nominated by a member. So it's important to them. We already know that it's important to somebody in our group. So then we give it the attention. So they came presented. That was on the riverboat. Mm-hmm. Angel Flights won that one. So we try to get back to them now through like volunteer hours or support them in some way if it isn't going to be financially when they present. So we went there. My mom came with us.
Yeah.
She volunteered. We were organized teddies and all this stuff. The way they operate there, I'm blown away by the, like when you say they take what they have and make the most of it, those operations are insane. If you want like you're a business owner, just from that perspective.
Yeah.
But my mom was there with us. She went back and saw her sister and they made like Christmas cookies and all this stuff. And then the next time my mom came to visit, she now has sitting at her house is like this whole bag full of knitted like toques and scarves and blankets for these babies.
Wow.
So it's like the ripple effect of that, which is, that's what I think the purpose of all this is.
Yeah.
Is like, even if you can't give financially or you feel like you don't have the time or whatever the thing is that stops you from getting involved in something like Legacy Egg, there's, you know, if you mention it to somebody or it moves along just organically, I think that's the beauty of something like this. Yeah.
Well, and I think that all of these charities are going to touch you in different ways, depending on what your life experiences are and what you've been through, you know? And I think that that's probably like some you're going to gravitate more towards than others. Like we've had some of the animal shelters come as well. And I remember everybody that day was pretty compelling, all of the speakers, but you know, I think there was all animal lovers in the room that day and they won, but it's interesting, like, yeah, just where everybody's heart is that day, but it's so hard to choose. There's been a couple of times where I've had like my vote and Trevor's vote because he wasn't there, and I've like split them. And I'm like, ooh, glad, yeah. Good thing I've got two votes today because I can't make a decision.
But, you know, and that's a thing though, but like they, just their exposure and talking to us, like I'm certain even if one of the charities, you know, was the fortunate one to get all the, you know, our donations, that's lovely, but we have not forgotten about the others too. No. So, you know, maybe we'd invite them back, or like, we're just like, you know, I remember that one. Like we cannot forget about them, you know, and something we get taught, we get like lessons and like just learning. Right.
Yeah. So, well, and I think, the feeling that you get, like I said, I feel like in general, I've just because of circumstances, I feel like I've always really made an effort to see people, but I haven't done a ton of like volunteer unless it was like a group thing, you know, that I was kind of like, okay, everybody else is doing it, I'm going to sign up for it too. Mm-hmm. But I think that the lessons that we're all getting from these is just like, it's, and the feeling that you get. And I think Brendan said it too, like he loves the feeling of giving back. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, that feeling, it is amazing. And that's, you know, not, I guess, like why you do it, but that's why you continue to do it.
That's right.
That's what like life is all about, really. Yeah. Like that feeling of like showing somebody that they matter, that you care. Those, I mean, for me, that's the most important thing I could teach my kids.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you can give that endlessly. Do you know what I mean? If that's something that you can give someone, and it's not necessarily monetary, but it's just even the time to attend to a meeting, to listen and support each other or whatever that may be. Like we have the ability to give that back. Mm-hmm. You know, and I totally agree with that feeling. Like sometimes I, you know, we all talk about like, you know, where did this start from? Why do we do it? And I remember maybe back in the day, I used to actually organize a small group of us volunteering at Hope Mission. And Hope Mission is one of those ones that I just, you know,
it's just, it's very easy to do too. They make it very easy for you.
You know, a big crowd comes in and it's very eye opening to say, you know,
it is.
Homelessness is a problem in our city, you know, and we're so fortunate to have a roof over our heads. Like we are, that is like, we're just, you should like, I don't know. Anyways, I'm so grateful for that. Right. But so when I was organizing that, you know, we'd be small groups, but I always felt like, hey, we got to do this together because we got to support each other. And I want to show you and share the feeling with you as well. And so, you know, obviously like you guys created Legacy Egg, which just was a big ripple effect and like obviously took it to the next level, but that feeling is,
well, it's contagious.
Contagious. That's right.
Well, I remember when first time I did the Hope Mission, I, as people were walking in, I got teary and I like had to excuse myself because I'm like, why am I crying? You know what I mean? Like like that's not, I don't want them to see me cry. Oh, I feel, because I don't feel sad, I don't feel, oh, I feel so bad for you. You know what I mean? I'm very grateful that it was more a feeling of, I feel so grateful that I'm in a position to help. It wasn't like boo you know, but I didn't want people to see me like crying in a place that like where they're like, why are you crying, you know? So it's just interesting where it's like, okay,
but I think that's also your emotion of like feeling of love, and you're just giving that back.
And I just remember I was like, okay, and like went to the bathroom, like, pull yourself together, Jesse.
That's the first experience I had too, was like, it's so powerful to feel that walk into the, it's just something about it, I don't know how to explain it.
I agree.
But the experience, I think that's another piece of like Legacy Egg, why it was developed, was like to introduce all of us to new experiences, right?
For sure.
So we've been to like Lexus, we've been on the riverboat, we've been, the provincial has been amazing to us.
So good. Yeah.
You know, we've been to Little Brick, we've been like sort of different experiences every time we get together with the same common goal at the end of the day. But I think that's a kind of a, like a fun social piece to it too, is like to kind of get to know different places in the city, and you can tell by the, you know, the way that they welcome us in that it's like it means something to them. And to me, I'd rather spend my money at places like that, or like support them in any way you can. So I think it's like a really cool little community of people with the similar values that it, I mean, that's what Legacy Egg is all about.
So Diana, if you could say that there was something about Edmonton that you love, or like, what is it that keeps you in Edmonton? What is it that if people from, you're on the other side of the world and they ask about your city, what is something that you're excited to share with them?
You know, well, I'm born and raised here, so I'm pretty biased. Like, I love our city. I don't know. You know, some people are like, oh, Edmonton, like, it's awesome. Like, I love our city. You know, our winters are cold and yet sunny, you know, and our summers are beautiful.
I agree. The sunny is like, but it's really sunny out.
But it's pretty cold.
But, you know, about our city, I have felt in the last 5 years a momentum building in our city. Whether it be entrepreneurs, local businesses, businesses supporting other businesses, trying to, you know, social media helps, like trying to just boost everyone's business and try to showcase them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I feel that. I feel that in our city. And maybe it may be driven around like our business or an entrepreneurship. I'm not sure. But even that, you know, I feel proud that the city, I guess a community is being built. Mm-hmm. And the purpose of it is just to bring like-minded, passionate people together. And then with Legacy Ag, to share so much more of our city. So when you feel a part of that, or you're even stepping outside and you're looking in, like, you feel pretty proud. And so if I was to say, you know, someone is across the world and, you know, you can look at geographics and, of course, we're close to the mountains and all that stuff. Sure. Mm-hmm. But I think that if someone was just touring our city, we've got lots of cool little local bakeries or restaurants or coffee shops and families that are actually just putting their life and their heart and their soul into building business in our city and growing and to be creative and different. Love that. And so I love the scene there. And I think what it makes me feel is I just constantly want to go out and try a different coffee shop. And then I know a person owns it, so I want to support them, right? But that's kind of how I feel about their city. Like, I'm just proud to be here.
I feel like our city is like a place that like wants to support local, and that has been the momentum in the last 5 years. Totally. And that was with like the revitalization of downtown.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like there is like a place where people do really want to support people locally. And that's something that I really admire and something that I try to do as well. Mm-hmm. Even like with, you know, I'm going looking at printing right now and, you know, obviously Staples is a great place to print, but I'm like, ooh, but do I want to print there? Like, you know, it's a big box store. So I'm looking at other options to see where my printing options are that are, you know, obviously, you know, comparable or that are actually going to be able to get me what I need. But it's interesting how my first thought is like, ooh, I actually don't want to go there. You know, I want to find somebody that's local, that I can support. Mm-hmm. So I shop less at those big box stores.
I think that's so interesting because behind your money is your intentions, right? Yeah. And you work hard to earn your money and it's a way you express yourself is where you invest it after you have it, right? So that's like,
it's like really every opportunity to kind of support somebody that is like an Edmontonian, I try and do. And that hasn't always, it's probably been, again, probably since I've been a business owner and it's a local business. And, but you want to, support the person that's, you know, started from the bottom and they're building, they're working to build. Yeah. And then they're going to be spending their money in our city too, right? Yeah. So, it's just like a nice little ripple again.
Yeah, for sure. And just like the last thing to touch is, and this is just, again, like summertime, but we have such great river valleys and everything in our city. Mm-hmm. Again, maybe in the last like 5 years, have I really actually taken advantage of it? And so I don't know if it's a maturity thing or a growth thing or just, again, maybe a different appreciation for life.
Right.
But when I am out there and I'm actually exploring, like taking my bike and going down a path I've never been, I'm like, geez, this place is awesome.
Me too. Yeah. The river valley in our city is awesome. Mm-hmm. And you can be in so many different like river valleys in our city and you don't feel like you're in a city.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Totally.
I really love that. Yeah. It's like right out our doorsteps.
Totally.
Yeah.
Diana, what would you say to somebody like who's interested, kind of been on the fringe of Legacy Ag, like sees the stuff on social media? What would you say to them if they're thinking about becoming a member or they want to come to our next event, but they're kind of being a little shy, you know, that kind of, what would you say to that person?
You know, I think a lot of people are there actually, you know, they see what this is about. Everybody has a need to want to give back and learn and share and grow and all that. And so some people might be on the fence saying, you know, what is this? And I would just say, you know what? It is a group of like-minded people where we realize that there's a need. Unless you come talk to one of us and really see for yourself. Like, I would really encourage them just to come. The reason why is to explain, like, the energy about it is kind of difficult, you know? Like, I know what it feels like to be there. But when you're actually there and you know it's for the greater good and, like, people are putting their time aside, I would just say it's just an experience that you have to. And I would want them to come.
I think it's a two-step thing, because coming to the meeting and hearing about the charities is one thing, but then going into one of the charities is what, like, really is like, okay, this is, I'm actually meant to be a part of this group. You know, the first part is like, okay, you're hearing about them and you're like, I didn't realize there was all of these different places. But then when you actually go and participate, then you're like, yep, this is what I'm meant to be a part of, you know? So it's, I think it's making that two-step commitment. The money, and then, you know, which is the meeting and choosing, but then also the time, which is extremely important.
Mm-hmm. Like, if we step back, the 10,000 foot view of, like, what we're doing with Legacy Egg is to fundraise or donate back into the community $1 million. So people think about that and they're like, oh my gosh, like, that's never going to happen. Blah, blah. But, like, this is a commitment that we're making that's like, you know what? It's going to take us a decade or, you know, maybe more. Like, this is like a lifelong commitment, and not necessarily that you have to sign up for that right from the beginning. But the idea is that if you come, maybe you'll want to, you know? Mm-hmm. And then the other spin that Jesse was talking about is like that once one of my good friends in Calgary, when I lived in Calgary, he worked a lot with the local charities. And he said to me, I was like, I started to get a little more successful in my business, and giving back has always been, like, really important to me. So I wanted to donate something back, and something that made a difference that I knew would go into the hands of people that needed it, rather than more of a donate, like a generic donation to something where I would have no idea. So I asked him, you know, like, locally, where can the money go, et cetera, et cetera. And so he's like, you know what? So what is the purpose behind your money? And that's when I really started having that concept. And he said, because sometimes money doesn't always solve the problem. You just create a bigger or sometimes a different problem. He's like, let's say the charity is supplying women with diapers for their kids. Well, you throw $100 at them. Now they have $100 and they still need diapers, you know? Like, so there's, he kind of like really highlighted the importance of, you know, our time is the most precious thing we have. And the way that we choose to spend our time, whether that, you know, how you choose to spend it, part of Legacy Egg, we choose to spend it giving back to these charities, volunteering, going to galas, going to, you know, help them sort food or help them sort bassinets for bait, whatever the case is. But the other piece is, you know, tens of thousands of those volunteers' hours going back into the community. So I think that it is twofold. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, the cherry on the top for me is the junior legacy, where my son, both of my sons, I have two sons. Hi, Ty.
Right.
Yeah. Basically, they saw what we were doing and they're like, well, how come we never get to come with you, right? And so that's how the junior legacy piece started. And he just kept pushing and pushing and pushing. I was like, okay, how can we make this work?
Yeah.
But I think that's another unique thing. You see a lot of these types of events going on in the city, and they're all amazing. Mm-hmm. You ask any of the charities, they'll welcome any and all of us, right? That's kind of one of the unique things that we do is we bring in that family element or the kid element. It doesn't necessarily have to be your kids. It could be nieces, nephews, or neighbors, or that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So to kind of teach them about philanthropy too is, you know, it's a really important part of what we're doing.
Very important.
Well, especially if they learn about it young and it's something that they're going to take into their adulthood, you know? And like, whereas I feel that, you know, and not that I didn't give up, but not to this degree, and because I just didn't know, you know? So this was more when in my 30s that I was like, okay, I really, you know, I feel very fortunate. How can I give back? Mm-hmm. But if you're being taught that at a really young age, then you're going to be making a bigger impact because you're starting so much younger.
Yeah,
which is amazing.
I love seeing the full circle moments. Like, even we went to at the Christmas Bureau is a good example, right? We're wrapping gifts. This guy comes up with handfuls and handfuls of gifts, not once, but twice. And in total, he donates like a couple $100. And we're like, whoa, like that's a lot of money for most people, right? Especially in this economy, all that stuff, right? And he's like, you know what? You see it at the malls too. Like, this guy will come up one time. he donated $5. That's what he had to give. But it was so important for him to come up and donate $5 to the cause because he said, you know, at one point in my life, I relied on this.
Yeah.
I remember the Christmas where they knocked on the door and they brought the box of food or the toy, you know? And so it's like to experience those full circle moments. I mean, that's just pretty special.
Well, and that's go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and that's exactly where like someone on the fence, like they see it, but the impact is so big. Do you know what I mean? And you know, whether it's themselves or they want to have their kids, but like what a cool experience to be a part of, you know?
Mm-hmm. I even think about something that Aaron had said last time and just about the community closet and how much it meant. So that's the time piece, right? There is no money involved, but she told me the, like how much the kids appreciate that. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, why didn't I do it last year? You know, but I'm like, definitely we're doing it this year. But it was like, she just said that they felt seen, the fact that they got this high end clothing, they got to come in and shop and there was no limit to what they were allowed to take. She said that it was like, it just really builds the confidence. And I think it's like building the confidence of our youth, the ones that are able to give back, building the ones that aren't able to get back. It's really about just making people feel loved and seen. And like I said, that's a perfect example of time. You know, it took a lot of time to organize. To go through all that, you know, all that stuff. But I'm like, gosh, why didn't I do it last year? You know, but now we're going to do it again this year. And our intention was to do it again this year. But it's like, okay, this is something I need to do every year so that they do have something to look forward to, you know, just another thing to look forward to.
And you have, you're going to be looking forward to that too. And so are we, like, to help you out for that cause. And like, again, just that ripple effect is like, very contagious.
Yeah. You know? Just like I said, giving somebody that little bit of boost where they're like, I'm going out like dressed well and feeling good about the way I look, you know, like how good do we feel when we have a new outfit, you know?
Yeah.
And when you've got like six new outfits, like, you know, and that's amazing how, like when you think about how that would make them feel, you know, so it's time. It's really just about giving people your time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So again, just asking Diana, so how do you want to be remembered? This is like a hard question.
Well, let's see. What time of day? No, just joking. You know, I have been really, really focused on like being kind and being grateful. And yeah, I have bad days, but really taking the time to say, yeah, I'm having a bad day. But again, we don't know what other people are. Mm-hmm. Going through. And I think through my relationships, my friendships, I think that comes through because I'm always, you know, whether I'm being concerned or I want to make sure I'm kind of like a people pleaser, but you know, I really do put people in front of me and I want to make sure that they're taken care of. And I don't think that'll ever go away. So whether it be business or personal or myself, I think I'd be remembered as just being genuine.
Reliable. I would say you're very reliable.
Thank you.
Kind, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
You know, and I think that even though that might now, you know, it's like a, not a natural thing, but it is who I am, but I strive so hard to even be bigger and better and give back a little more because I do see the importance of it. Like, I really, really feel it. And again, it just makes me feel full of joy and love, like really getting that, you know, feeling back from people. Mm-hmm. And then actually, I really do notice, like, the more you give, the more you get too, you know, like it just embodies you, you know? Mm-hmm. So I guess if I was to say, like, just a simple, like, kind, like, I don't think I need to be remembered as like, well, I'm also really loud and I have really long stories and like, I can be like, lose track really quickly for sure. But yeah, I would say something like that. But,
yeah, I would say that if I ever like have a crisis or just need somebody, you're probably who I always call. And even so, like I said, always somebody who shows up and is willing to put in like 110%. Always. Thanks. So that's something like, you know, I sometimes need to maybe not call you all the time, go down the list of friends.
But that's the importance of it, right? Yeah. Like show up because you're going to need someone else to show up for you. And that goes back to legacy. Yeah. Like show up because these people need you to show up. And yeah, they might not show up directly for you, but how are they showing up for someone else? Mm-hmm. Like you just don't realize like the actual chain that this impact has, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I think that's so important. I think we all strive to be there. And I think there's like some of us like Jesse and Sherry and, you know, like that are really taking this to the next level. And I think that leadership has to be there. It's good. I love seeing it.
Yeah. Awesome.
We appreciate that. And we appreciate you being here and being our first member on
the show. Thank you. It was fun.
Maybe we'll hear some more from you in the future. Maybe not. No.
Anytime. Love it. Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to close with? You're like, don't put me on the spot. Here's a big closer.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. No, I just said it. Honestly. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Jesse. That just to even organize this and like to just create that first step of Legacy Egg is an enormous step forward. It's an enormous characteristic of a strong leader, and people want to be part of this community. And I think truly everyone has that intention and they have that feeling in the heart. But it really, really, really means something when people are putting their time in to share with people like me and, you know, other members, because it's just as like an endless amount of opportunity. Mm-hmm. And from me personally, I love every minute of it. I'm so proud to be a part of it. Like, I'm proud of you guys. And I think that as our group and our membership gets bigger and bigger and bigger, like, it's very exciting to see where we're going to be this time next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. Very.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
If you were inspired by our show, please take a moment to subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen and share with friends. You can always find show notes at loveyegshow.ca. Keep listening.